And welcome to Geek Sync episode 3 on November 27th, 2011. I'm your host, Matt, as always. And of course, we have Vaughn with us.
Vaughn, welcome and good evening, and I'm doing very well.
Good evening. And I heard some giggles just then, Vaughn.
Creepy giggles.
Good evening, Faith.
Yeah.
And
just a wild
the Faith chicken. Troll is with us today. Faith Troll, how are you?
Mm-hmm. I am still trolling.
Every day she's trolling.
Every day trolling.
Why you always gotta troll, Faith?
Why you always gotta make it so easy, Matt?
Dude,
I mean, haters gonna hate.
I'm a hater.
Troll's gonna troll. Matt's got some haterade.
It's true.
I always got some haterade available.
Dude, Matt's packing haterade like Singe is packing mad chemicals.
Singe is a jerk, man.
Straight up.
Mix, swirl, swirl, mix. I'm gonna toss you my nasty poison gas, which awfully looks like a fart.
Matt, No, go on, Faith. Ladies first, as always.
I was gonna say, did you do much of that this past Friday? Did you flay the skin from people's faces for Black Friday deals?
I didn't lay the skin, or whatever you said. I didn't cut people's faces off. You know what I did? I stayed. This was the first Black Friday in five years that I've never worked a Black Friday. Mm-hmm. So you know what I was doing? I was snoozing, bro.
Yeah.
I was counting some Z's and sheep.
Dude, I was surfing internet deals. I've never actually gone out and participated in Black Friday, to the best of my knowledge. I should say, but
the best of your
I was surfing.
If you
I was definitely
did,
surfing the web.
Well, that's you bring up a good point right there, because this is like the first year where the internet deals have been with Black Friday and not just waiting for Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
Because Amazon had a Black Friday thing all week.
Hmm. Well, so I mean, it definitely does benefit them to keep it going all week. That's more people buying more stuff.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, you always have Black Friday and then Cyber Monday.
That's true. Yeah. And I've just started getting some Cyber Monday things from a couple different places that I'm subscribed to. It's really strange.
I liked what Steam did. And, like, I mean, honestly, like, with their deals, they kind of worked up to Monday. They started out with, like, some stuff and got better and more interesting stuff, more up-to-date, half-offs and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. But it also wasn't called their Black Friday sale, though. It was called their Autumn sale.
Yeah.
Their what sale?
You see,
Autumn.
Steam, they would buy a holiday tree.
Yeah, they would
Christmas
buy a holiday tree. I forget what their Christmas thing is called. It's not called Christmas sale.
Is it the winter sale?
Probably just the winter sale. There's a Christmas tree on this page, but it's wintertime! But there's been some good deals on Steam. But the biggest steal of the deal that I got this year, and I've been wanting these since they came out, and I kind of forgot about them, and the Lord of the Rings trilogy came out on Blu-ray, but it wasn't the extended editions. And like the extended editions came out like another 6 months later, so I just forgot about it, you know? They released, or they had a deal on Amazon for the Lord of the Rings extended edition trilogy for $49.99.
It's pretty good.
They're usually $119.99
mm-hmm.
on Amazon.
That's
so
good.
I've got all three of them sitting upstairs in the Purdy box, ooh, and I'm looking forward to watching them all over again because I actually have not seen the extended edition.
Dude,
forever.
Should
what
have
kind
a freaking giant movie night.
Heck yeah.
Put it down. It came in just like one of the nicer Blu-ray boxes where it has a magnet seal and it kind of just peels open.
Could you even watch all of those in one quote-unquote night?
No, because I think the extended editions are like 3 hours a piece.
Yeah,
whenever I watched the extended editions, it was like a day and a half. It was crazy.
It doesn't make it less epic, but I mean, I've tried to watch all three Star Wars, like all three Star Wars 1, 2, 3, and then 4, 5, 6. All six, I guess, in like a 2 day span. I can't do it. We watched the first movie and went to sleep.
Yep.
So, I mean.
You just said Star Wars, and my mind clicked, and now I have to talk about it. Tor.
Oh my god, it's so much fun. How much have you guys played of it?
Well, I think both of you guys have played more than I have, so I'll let you guys have.
Well, we may both played more than Matt, but Matt had his thing where he wanted to get his feel for it. Mm-hmm. Matt, what did you think?
Well, I played, and I gave them my feedback and stuff, and let them know some problems I had with it, which I really didn't have any. But my thing is, it's a beta, yes. You're supposed to let them know how you feel, how you like the game. But I don't want to play the game extensively because I don't want to ruin anything when I get the retail edition and play it again. Because you can't keep these characters. These characters are deleted.
I'm sitting here playing the game as my console are, which I'll get back to. And Matt, I'm like level 5. Matt's like, yeah, I stopped playing at level 3 because I want to like ruin the game for myself. I was just like, wait, it's probably a good idea.
And so it's the intro places and stuff like that, but I don't want to ruin the dialogue trees. I don't want to know like too much of anything when I go into the game.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of want to play the game as myself when I go into it. I don't want to pick the best choice of either one. I want to play it as what I would choose.
Yeah.
So I don't want to see any cookie cutter ways to be light side or cookie cutter ways to be dark side. Yeah. I don't want to just make my own decision.
Well, same here, but I don't know. Sure. I like creating the new characters and having them be slightly different, and I don't know. Just playing each character very, very differently. Because I played the Smuggler, the Jedi Consular, and the Sith Inquisitor in the time that I've got to spend with it. So I'm trying to.
Well, I will definitely say I'm glad I chose the Jedi Knight. Because I had a blast playing as a Jedi Knight. Because they play more like rogue tanks. Or rogue warriors.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they have combo points, but they also have a lot of like the same abilities a warrior would have in WoW. Like the slash, and which is basically heroic strike. And stuff like that. But I really liked it. I really liked the story and like the combat. You know, even though you're clicking to auto attack, the combat was pretty to watch.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
While in WoW, you know, they do heroic strike, and it's always the same heroic strike every time,
like,
and they always make the same attack.
Like,
It is really cool. And it blends so seamlessly into all the action, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It just works really, really
like
well.
Like, the battle initiation for the Consular, like, you'd run at something, and as you're running at it, you can literally bring up a thing out of the ground. While you're still running, you can grab up some ground, keep running at them, throw it from behind your shoulder and hit them, and by the time you hit them, you're already up on top of them doing your auto attacks and waiting for your next ability to come up.
Yep.
It's just like,
That was with the Inquisitor. Oh, that was so crazy. Like, I kept forgetting that I could, like, cast the a force spell and instantly queue up, like, a lightsaber ability to do, like, right after it, or at the same time sometimes, and it's strike.
Uh-huh.
It's nuts. The game is just nuts. It's so fun. It's going to be such a blast to play all the different classes.
Well, and Vaughn brought this up when I was hanging out with him yesterday, that you can play the game, you know, strictly single player pretty much. I mean, you'll miss some things here and there, but you can just, is it tab, Vaughn, you said it was? That you just get rid of the chat window?
No, I mean, there's literally just like a, you can click in the top left-hand corner. If you run your mouse to the top left-hand of the screen, it's the furthest most – how do I say this? The topmost left button on the screen minimizes your chat window and takes you away from literally everything else in the world.
Which I was tempted to do because I was tired of seeing all the WoW talk.
Yeah, same here. And there were, like, when I was on, there were a lot of people trolling real, real hard. Like,
Everyone was like, it's so – when I was on, it was the big debate of, is this a WoW crusher?
I think this genuinely has a chance.
I think so, too. It's BioWare. It's amazing.
I think
it takes the best parts, because WoW is the, you know, it's, you have to copy WoW to beat WoW now.
Well,
like, it's how WoW copied EverQuest. It took something that already existed and made it better. And this has done it very well, because it still feels like the Knights of the Old Republic to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if WoW and Knights of the Old Republic had a baby.
Like, walk up to the person, and then it starts a chat dialogue in your screen.
And it's just like the Old Republic. It's just like KOTOR.
Yeah.
Just like KOTOR. And, I mean, if you've seen any of the news recently of, like, I think there was another WoW population article that, like, 1.6 million people have left. Like, the reasons they've given for leaving WoW is because they're going to Tor, and they have Tor pre-ordered.
Yep. How did they get that information?
I don't know. It was on Joystick the other day. Huh. I mean, I guess Blizzard's releasing it or someone's data mining. But yeah, 1.6 million people have left Tor for or left WoW for Tor.
I'm not surprised.
I mean, you know that like 75% of statistics are made up on the spot.
Very true.
Very true.
But I think it has a chance to kill Tor because not only is everyone tired of WoW at this point, I mean, there's still going to be the people that are going to stay around and play WoW. We've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That I don't think it will kill WoW. They'll both coexist. But I think Tor will have the biggest population.
Yeah.
But another reason I think it's going to beat WoW, one podcast to listen to, there's a guy that does this whole series of podcasts, and he has the biggest World of Warcraft podcast. Many of you might have heard of The Instant. You know, he got really big into Rift when Rift came out. And, you know, he's like, yeah, we're going to make a Rift podcast. And they didn't. Because Rift started going downhill, our population started dwindling, and people started so, this is World of Warcraft, but pretty. Today, I was listening to the newest episode of The Instance, and the guy that does the shows, his name's Scott Johnson, he did a little intro before he started the show proper, and he was like, yeah, I want to give you guys a preview of the new show we're going to do, but here's a little snippet, so you guys can guess what it is. And he plays the very beginning intro of Star Wars and cuts it off and starts the WoW show.
Nice.
So they're going to be starting a Tor podcast. Which we've mentioned before, if you guys listen to Getting Into Geekdom, Miles actually works with another podcast on a Tor or a Torocast, which is one of the bigger bigger Tor podcasts there is. So now since Frog Pants, who's a Scott Johnson studio, is making a Tor podcast, so things are getting a little crazy in the Tor world.
Hmm.
And rightfully so. It deserves a lot of attention. I mean, it's BioWare making an MMO. That's huge. I don't know. It's just huge.
I actually didn't even get to what I was going to get to. I totally got off topic.
What?
Scott Johnson is, their whole, business is a big Blizzard, fanboy entity. Mm-hmm. They are all Blizzard fanboys, and they get a lot of complaints from, you're in Blizzard's pocket, you're in Blizzard's pocket.
Yeah.
And for him to actually make a podcast based on something that's not Blizzard, it's a pretty big step.
Okay. Yeah, dude, I'm not skeptic at all. I'm not, super bashing WoW, but I hope it kills it, really.
Aww.
Now, Vaughn, did you play Sith, or is it just Faith that played Sith? I didn't play Sith.
I did not.
All right, Faith, give us your Sith impressions compared to
Empire
or Republic.
Compared to the Republic, I don't know. It seems like the Sith in this one are... Well, kind of in keeping with the tradition of KOTOR and just general system, they're kind of all jerks. So it makes it harder to actually play through it when you're just having your Sith masters abuse you all the time. Although it is very satisfying when you do finally get to, do some sort of harm to them. So I guess it's encouraging. It's good like that. It's encouraging your... I don't know, metagaming self to kind of get into it and be like, yeah, screw you guys. You deserve everything that you get. Or you can play a little bit more light side, or you can play neutral. There are all those options there as well. Same with, when I played the smuggler, there were some clearly dark, dark side options or some clearly Sith options. But I don't know, it's interesting. It's an interesting morality structure to see woven into an MMO.
Yeah.
And they really allow for a lot of they allow for a lot of manipulation of every single situation that you're in. So,
I know.
It's really
the choices
really cool.
Kill. It's weird because the choices just kill me.
Yeah.
Like they actually
agonize over them.
Yeah, you actually sit there and you're like there's actually sometimes a conflict of morality and what you think you want to do and what would get you the most, the furthest in the game versus how you want to be seen by other people.
Exactly. It's just like playing KOTOR in that respect.
I know.
It's so good. It's so, I don't know, it blows my mind.
Do you know, what do you think they're going to give you perks for being I mean, I guess they would,
I'd say
being lighter
so. I'd
dark.
say I think yeah, I think later in the game you actually get perks based on, you know, the your true alignment, like, or depending on the gradation of your alignment, like, you know, you're starting to go light side a little bit more, you're leveling up light side, you actually unlock another perk, or you know, dark side, or I guess they have some neutrality perks. I wouldn't imagine that they're the
Cool if it was
same.
perks or if
Well, see,
it
I
goes.
don't think they will. I don't think it's going to be. If they do, they won't be game breaking.
No,
Because
no,
it's not
no.
fair for you to not max out, like, dark side to get this one power that's,
Yeah.
like, really
Well,
good.
what I'm saying
Well, I
is
mean.
maybe. What if they just do, like, a look thing? Like, you look a certain way.
That would be cool, yeah. Like in KOTOR.
Well, they've
Dragon.
already said that the Sith change. But the Jedi do not. So, like, they don't even look like the Fable where they get, like, they glow. Like, the Sith look evil. They start getting just, they look red and they have, like, a red glow to them. But the Jedi don't change at all.
That's strange. You would think that they would, but.
Well, I mean, it's kind of stupid to make it like Fable where you have, like, butterflies flying around you and
That's
stuff
true.
like
That
that.
is a little bit over the top.
I'm so good!
All these butterflies just love me.
Scar now.
They should have
Take your wings.
something. Like you get a special lightsaber color or something like that. I don't know.
That'd be
How
cool.
is the intro cinematic for the Empire? Like, what's it like?
It's amazing. Oh, it's so nice. It's actually the like the Sith forces coming into one of the Jedi temples. I can't remember which planet it's on, but it's just this one Sith Lord who walks in and he's like, you know, what's up? I'm here to conquer you. And the Jedi Masters, of course, there are a lot more Jedi Masters there, and they're like, ha ha, no, you're not, you know. You'll never stand, evil villain. And then a spaceship comes crashing in out of nowhere, just bringing in all of these Sith. And then the planet just gets crazy invaded. It's so over the top.
Is it Malgus? Did he have the mask on and everything?
It might have been.
Was he bald?
Yes. So it
Okay,
must have
that's
been
from the
Malgus.
book Deceived. I actually finished that book a while back. I let Miles borrow it. That scene is from that book.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. What about the Republic side? What is.
It shows, it basically is, you know, they're talking about how the Empire's coming in and it's destroying cities and pillaging them and trying to eradicate the Jedi.
Well,
And then it
not.
shows.
Sorry, I mean, I've seen it, but
Oh, I didn't know if
is it
you. Oh,
based.
yeah.
Yeah, is it based on the book?
No, it is not based on the book.
Okay,
Well,
well, for
not a
those.
book that I have read.
Okay, well, for those who haven't seen it's good. Go ahead and describe it.
It basically has it explains that the Empire's coming in and destroying all these cities, and it shows a scene of some Imperial troops walking up this ravine, and then you, like, above the ravine, on top of the ravine, you have all these Republic troopers up there, and they ambush the Empire and say, you know, we have to win for mankind, or for you, for the universe, which is what I was going to get to, which I've said before, the Empire is straight evil in this game.
Yeah, they're
Everyone disagrees with
pretty
me
evil.
all the time. They're just like the Horde and WoW.
No,
No.
they're not. They're evil.
They're not like the Horde and WoW. They are straight evil.
Dear
There's not a
everybody,
little.
we want to kill you.
Pretty much.
Signed, us guys.
It's like one of the quests that you get once you reach the Sith Temple, or once you actually kind of get into doing the quests on the Sith Temple in Korriban. It's you have to check the purity of the master's bloodlines. This pure blood Sith comes up to you and he's like, "We don't think that the bloodlines are pure enough. You need to check this. Take this holocron." It's weird. It's eugenics and a lot of racism and
Evil,
hate and
son.
just
Evil.
evil. Yeah, it's straight
Why I can't
evil.
do it. I can't do it.
It's fun. It's good to indulge in your darker side every once in a while.
But not on a main character. I can never do that stuff on a main character, ever.
Know if I could.
Like,
I
even if I
probably
go, yeah, I'm gonna play bad, it's like, okay, I'm gonna play bad. The first thing, there's all these children stuck in this cave with a troll in.
Exactly.
Like, are you gonna save them?
Well,
Yes
see,
or
that's
no?
the beauty of the morality system. You don't have to choose to kill them. You don't have to be one consistent. I mean, it's just it's like in everyday life. You don't have to be one consistent morality. It's morality is suiting the situation.
But it seems and like the choices in this like aspect are always so harsh.
They
like
are
it's always
so harsh.
There's all these babies at this river. Go save them.
Like, save them with kittens or burn them in a lake of fire. There's not a lot of middle ground there a lot of the time. I don't know though. In the little bit that I played with the Sith, there's actually you can kind of take the meh option and remain neutral. I mean, it seems like eventually in the storyline that they're building up, you're going to have to choose, you know, make a big morality decision one way or the other, but it doesn't force you to do that for the little stuff or for like little non almost main storyline quests. So
yeah, I've never been able to do that. And I'm sure I'll play the Empire eventually just so I can play tour, you know, 6, 7, and 8 or 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, and but I don't know. But my overall impressions, I'm very excited, and I am very glad I have the collector's edition pre-ordered.
Oh, I just downgraded mine. I can't justify it. I don't know. The statue's really nice, but
when it's Darth Malgus, and you get the booklet or the that one Jedi of his adventures. You get all of his journal, and then I'm just so interested about the online store. If they would leak what the online store is so I could see what you're going to get in the online store.
Yeah, they've been very tight-lipped about that. I wonder what
I would make my final decision. Like, if it was worth it, I'd go cancel it right now and get a regular edition.
Yeah.
But the statue that's coming with it is, I forget what company that does it. They do a lot of, like, really, really, like, high-end Star Wars statues.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from that company. So those statues alone are $100.
Yeah.
On average. Vaughn, what do you think? What's your overall impression?
Of
tour.
The different versions of...
No, just the game itself, like your time playing it.
Oh, dude. I really enjoyed it, to be honest. Straight up. I played a Consular. It's the only thing I played. I got to, like, level 5. Gosh. Crazy cool. I like the quests. The only complaint I would have for it would be... I mean, you get, like, you don't really have too many class-specific stuff, things to do. It's kind of weird.
There are a few. They treat it like, kind of like a Skyrim or, you know, any other Bethesda game, or even the BioWare games themselves, where there's just the main story, but all the other quests are, you know, seamlessly integrated in there, and there's stuff that you want to do, it's just their side quests. So
I mean, it'd still be cool to be like, yo, you're a Consular, you can do this, so why don't you go do this? Because I know this Jedi Knight, bro, can't do that.
I see what you're saying. More interaction between, like, player classes and, I don't know, building
everything.
Well,
I think that's
together.
How they keep all their games separate and keep it, you know, a unique, original experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm sure later on you can, because there are those specific areas that are, like, just for whatever class you are that continues your storyline. I'm sure later on there will be, like, larger quests where you can group together and, you know, do it with other people as well.
My only complaint, which I forgot to mention, is probably just because I've been playing WoW for so long, and I'll have to get used to it. At least from my experience, the running animations didn't seem as tight as they could. Right, just how running feels.
Yeah, there was
a little bit off with the running, and definitely there needs to be some work on the, terrain you can pass over by jumping on it. Like, I would try to jump on a rock, and I would do the old Oblivion thing where you'd be on a rock and then you'd be falling kind of, but you'd just be sliding down it. You couldn't jump at all again.
Yep, that happened to me a couple times too, in random places, not even in places where you might think it would happen.
And then I think they need to fix the jumping animation. And the only thing they need to fix, do not let me change direction while I'm jumping. Like, when you jump and if you hit the strafe buttons, he'll like lean right or left, and it looks so stupid. But I guess I'm just picky and weird like that.
You are picky and weird, Matt.
I did not notice
the jumping animations in that movie.
Shut up.
Because I jump all the time.
I don't run around jumping like a creeper.
Dude, I was a freaking gnome in World of Warcraft. I jump all the time.
Makes you run faster, dude. It's like Counter-Strike, it's holding your knife. You run faster with your knife out.
Well, your knife, dude. Battlefield 3, you gotta start. If you start, you gotta start jumping and run with your knife out so you can get the tank faster.
Mm-hmm. Actually, in Battlefield 3, it actually does bump you up a little bit. Like, pros, if you slide. Yeah, pros, number ones.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, while we're on the same topic of video games, video games, let's get to the Minecraft final release. I don't think Faith has ever played Minecraft.
I know nothing about this final release or what's going on with it. I've played Minecraft though.
Okay, I mean you've at least played the last couple of the beta upgrades, haven't you?
Yeah, I've probably played more than you have.
Yeah, so I mean you've definitely at least experienced a lot of it. You know that they finally added, as far as I know, the NPCs. And they added the leveling systems in there. Like that was in the last couple beta updates.
Oh, really?
What sucks about the leveling system in this game is that you start out, you level, you get your achievement for getting your first patch of dirt and everything like that. They have an achievement system, but you level up as you fight and everything. But if you die, you lose every single level.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
So you get really good and really strong and really good at things, and then if you die, you suck. You're done, son.
Watch out for lava.
Yeah, I know. But it's crazy that the game's out now. Like, it's out, but I played that game so much when it was just in the early beta stages.
Yeah.
And now it's taken this long for the game to be out, like, officially.
Yeah,
like, and it's not even really out because there's not even boxed editions.
I think it's weird that I sunk all my time into it in like the primary beta, and it's like, I mean, it's gone through all these different upgrades to the beta, and then I'm sitting here and it's like I don't even play it anymore. It's been so long.
It almost discourages me to play it now that there's like all this cool stuff.
Yeah,
it's
no.
Like, well, when I was your age, I had to go do that by hand. When I was your age, I couldn't build automatic rails, and. It's just stuff like that. I guess it's like my old vanilla bitter WoW person that comes out. It's like, oh, when I was your age, the mounts were blah, blah, blah. You couldn't get a mount to your level 40.
No, I literally remember the first exposure to seeing a mount was this guy at my dad's work. Oh, my God. I went over to his, we were over at his house, and like he had one of those purple saber-toothed tigers from doing PvP on his rogue. And I was like, oh, can I run around on it? Please, because I was like level 17. This guy's level 60.
And he's like, yeah, yeah.
He went to Thunder Bluff and was like sapping everybody. It was great. It was like the most nostalgic memory of WoW for me.
Oh.
Oh wow. But it's crazy now that an independent game or independent company like Mojang with Notch can make a game out of nowhere that runs on Java. That has its own convention.
It's pretty cool.
Just happened not too long ago.
It's kind of like, wait, did that just happen?
Yeah, and I was actually, was it Carl, our friend Carl, was talking about the money, where all the money in the world is, Vaughn? And he brought up that, you know, Wikipedia, it takes like $36,000 to run their servers every year.
Yeah.
But Minecraft makes like $10 million a month or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, and here's Wikipedia begging for money, while an independent company makes a game off Java, and makes millions of dollars.
I mean, that's high idea. Crazy. Living that American dream. Ridiculous.
I mean, he's not American, bro. He's Swedish, I think. Wearing his silly hat.
Oh, really?
Get out of here! Take him out, girl.
What?
Shh.
Racial profiling. Racial profiling.
We're not racist on this show. Well, guys, I have one thing to say to you, and this thing I'm going to say to you is going to get stuck in your head. Okay.
Are you never going
to
give me up?
Well, I'm never going to let you down. But
okay.
Mana mana.
Do 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 do.
Do 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 do. Mana mana. The Muppets. The Muppets are back.
I'm so glad that they are. I can't wait to see the new movie. I'm so excited for it.
2011. The Muppets have a new movie, and I really think it's all thanks to Mr. Siegel. Is it Jason Siegel?
Because he wrote and directed it too, didn't he? Or no, mm-hmm. He just directed it. I don't know if he actually wrote it or not, but he directed it, I thought. Which is amazing. Yeah, I love it that he has such a fondness for the Muppets.
I mean, he's just like an... I know he's a big Muppets guy, but he's also a big comic book guy, too, I think. He's just an overall just geek. I think it's Blair Butler. She's on that G4 show.
Yep.
Maybe it was someone else, but he gave one of them this, like, really rare comic book just for the heck of it.
Nice.
And, I mean, he seems like just an overall cool dude, but I know he has a lot of Muppet stuff at his house. But, yeah, I saw the Muppets movie today, and to be honest with you, it seems like it should be the, like, really the Muppet... It's like the sequel to the Muppet show.
Nice.
Like, the other Muppet movies are good for themselves, you know? Like, they're fun movies, they're good movies, like The Great Muppet Caper... Mm-hmm. Great movies, but this movie is like a straight sequel to The Muppet Show.
That's exciting.
Like, I really enjoyed it. It really surprised me the direction they took it. It doesn't take itself seriously at all, which I loved. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of big celebrities in it that I wasn't expecting to see. But
No, spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers, because they pop up for a short second. So I'll give people some time to watch it, and they can see it for themselves. It just came out, and it's been Thanksgiving weekend. Everyone's been busy with family and stuff. But I was really impressed with it. I had a lot of fun. It's one of the most I haven't had that much fun in the theater in a long time.
That's good news.
I'm excited.
But speaking of Muppets, who's y'all's favorite Muppet?
Gonzo. Gonzo's definitely my favorite.
Gonzo, he does chickens.
I know, he's weird. I like him.
Vaughn?
I gotta think.
Well, mine is the Swedish Chef, for sure. What's his name? The Eagle. I love the Eagle.
Sam?
Sam. Oh, I love Sam the Eagle. Oh, he's hilarious.
I just watched the other day when I was at my mom's for Thanksgiving, we watched A Muppet Christmas Carol. It's our family tradition, like, every year. We have to watch A Muppet Christmas Carol together.
Actually, I'm sure I've seen it, but it was a long time ago when I actually saw it, so I actually don't really even remember it.
Pick it up.
I should watch it, but does
it
have York, pork?
I think my favorite Muppet might be Beaker.
Beaker?
I love Beaker.
Is it Professor Honeydew? Is that his name?
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Because it's Professor Bunsen Honeydew and his assistant
Bunsen
Beaker.
Honeydew.
Bunsen
meep, 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 meep,
meep.
The Muppets are back. It's the year 2011. It's
Guess
kind of a weird
back.
Thing.
Guess who's back?
Guess who's back? The real Muppet, please stand up. But it's almost like we're in the 1980s again.
Not the 80s.
With like the Transformers that have come out and been so successful.
G.I. Joe,
which was not quite as successful. And
I liked G.I. Joe. It was fun.
And Lady Gaga.
Well, yeah, we have our generation's Lady Gaga. Our generation's Madonna. Lady Gaga. I mean, Madonna has a new CD coming out.
No way.
Yeah, and M.I.A. and Nicki Minaj is working on it with her.
Oh, no.
I mean, how old is Madonna?
I don't want to know.
Old enough.
She's
got to
be getting to her 60s. I think she's like 55, a little older than that. And it's like, you're still making CDs? Like pop CDs? She looks good. She looks good, I'll tell you that. It's good for an older woman. But... I think she's past that MILF stage.
Yeah, she's kind of going into, like, a Joan Rivers stage, where she just looks completely fake.
I mean, she's more fit than I could ever imagine to be, being that old. Like, girl, how do you still have abs? How do you still have that six-pack of abs? Impressive. Don't you have arthritis, girl? Where's all your arthritis?
Ain't you got that bad hip? I don't know.
Don't fall down, girl. Don't fall down.
I don't know who's going to catch you.
Oh, but
we
love
Seal. Seal will come catch her. Pick her up and sing Kissed by a Rose.
The cultural icon. We can't diss her that much.
But, I mean, Lady Gaga is our generation's Madonna. We're seeing, like, 80s fashion pop up again.
Mm-hmm. All over.
There was a Smurf. Back to movies, Smurfs. Smurfs and Alvin the Chipmunks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're...
Apparently not.
Oh, wait.
Making another Alvin movie.
Yeah, they're making another Chipmunks movie. I saw that.
That's weird.
And they sing Lady Gaga songs in it. Saw the trailer for Today and the Muppets. But, like, with 80s fashion... And I don't know if this is strictly... I don't even know if this is 80s fashion, but it reminds me of the 80s when I see it. Probably just because of how obscure it is. But I don't know if you guys have actually seen... Like, there's, like, it's really popular around here. Like, the younger girls are putting, like, the feathers in their hair.
My little sister actually has one of those in her hair.
And I don't get it.
No, you're... I mean, it makes sense. I mean, fashion goes in and out, I guess, but... You remember?
No, I mean, the feather thing. I understand 80s fashion coming back, but it's just...
I mean, it's just like when... I mean, I was talking about this earlier. When they put the beads in their hair when you're little, like, girls, like, braid their hair and then put those beads on it. It's just, trying to look funky and original and...
Well, it's just, I see the feather. I was at Starbucks a while back, and I saw a girl come in. She was probably 17. And she was in line getting a coffee, and she had a feather in her hair. And I just wanted to go... Hiya, hiya, hiya. Right there in the middle of Starbucks.
That's
because
you're
her.
A jerk, Matt. That's because you're a jerk.
I'm kind of a jerk.
I think they're pretty. I like the feathered hairbands. I like the feathered hairbands more. Kind of the 20s, I don't know, like noir taxidermy kind of thing. It's weird. But they're nice. They look really cool.
Hey, Faith.
Yes.
Cool story, bro.
Well, I'm just giving you a girl's perspective on it. That's what I'm giving you. Since you're postulating on female fashion trends, I feel like I should be the voice here and say, yeah, they're super cute guys. Because they are. They're interesting looking. It's an interesting fashion trend. I don't like so much a lot of the color schemes that are coming back into style. There's a lot of clashing colors and really bright colors and everything like that. So, I don't know. I like a softer palette.
I think that, like, the hipster fad is finally starting to die off.
There's
still hipsters. I still see hipsters a lot on campus. Mm. But it's dying off. And it's weird now, like, with the hipsters I do see are, like, the super hipster guy. Or, like, super hipster girl. There's, like, not really that in-between thing where there's kind of the hipster. Like, I kind of dress hipster now. There's the extreme.
Well, I mean, I guess I'd kind of have to be to still be dressing like that after, you know, however long the fad's been going on.
There's a guy that stands outside of my geology class every morning. I walk into, he's standing outside smoking a cigarette. Looks like he just hopped out of a dumpster every morning. Has a rat tail that, like, comes down to his shoulder, and, like, is wearing the tightest pants in the world and a shirt that doesn't cover his belly all the way.
Ooh,
he's wearing, like, the same thing every day I see him.
Wow, is that hipster, or is that just laziness, though?
I think he's super hipster, because,
he's more hipster than the hipster.
I think he rolls his cigarettes and stuff like that, and, yeah, he's pretty hip, bro. Pretty hip.
Pretty hip, man.
But, you know, leg warmers, kind of like the leggings are still around.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something I saw today that's totally not 80s. This is totally something from our generation and our time right now, 2011. We had the Snuggie craze a couple years back, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have a thing now. I saw it today watching the Star Wars marathon on Spike, called the Forever Lazy. I think that's what it's called. Think of the Snuggie, but then think of a jumpsuit.
Ew.
What?
That sounds
gross. It is like a fleece jumpsuit.
That sounds really gross, actually.
But it was apparently pretty popular. I mean, it's like, yeah, you know, you stay warm no matter what. Now we're in the Forever Lazy. And they're making fun of the people who buy it. Forever Lazy?
Yeah. Are you sure this is a real thing?
No, it's straight up real. I saw the commercial like 4 times.
Huh. I have to Google it now.
Like, people were going to concerts and stuff and going to the movies. It's like, wait a minute, why would I ever go out with that?
No, there can't be.
Forever lazy.
It is a real thing. Why is this a real thing?
You know, why wouldn't it be a real thing? I mean, you know, there's some guy, I mean, you're meant to wear clothes in it. You're not supposed to walk around butt naked. So you can wear it in public, like a jacket, I guess. But you know there's going to be some guy that just wears that all day.
Oh, yeah.
Gets out of bed, just puts that on.
Pretty much.
But yeah, they exist, and they look terrible. And they're probably going to make millions of dollars off of it. I'd rather wear a Snuggie. I'd rather look like a cultist.
I'd rather just use a blanket.
I'd rather be a boss and just not even care.
That's true. The Vaughn.
We have a wood burning stove. Just go outside, get some firewood. Chop, chop, chop.
I'd rather get like a big dump. I'd rather get a garbage can and fill it with like paper and burn that and get warm.
You come to that in Selma, people come and talk to you. Be like, hey, what's up, man?
People do that, Selma.
There's this one, like, there's like across the street and down the road.
So he's a straight hobo?
I mean, there's like 20 people around this freaking like metal trash can thing.
I see some of the like straight up hobos when I leave like job this house in St. Elmo, like walking down the street, and it's like, oh man, there's no question.
He's done.
You look crazy and you're talking to yourself. You are a hobo.
Poor hobos.
There's that one guy around campus, Faith, you ever see him, like he has the gray dreads and he is terrifying.
I don't know that I've seen him before.
Because he's like super thick, long gray dreads. And looks like a monster that would live under my bed. Like, he is the scariest man I've ever seen in my life. And I'll see him at this intersection when I'm heading down to UTC. Mm-hmm. And he'll be just standing at this intersection just watching. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh, wait, I have seen that guy before.
Oh, he's so scary.
I remember, it's like by the Applebee's or whatever, isn't it? Down that end?
No, no, it's closer to campus. It's not near the Young Dem place. It's by the Young Republicans place right there.
That sounds crazy.
But he is so terrifying. Anyways, we've gotten really off topic.
Yes, we have. great job.
But yeah, the 80s are back, guys, and we need to bring the 90s back.
Yep, the 80s and hobos are back in.
I think hobos never go out of style.
It's dude, true. Hobos are style. Like, I'm sitting here wearing an army jacket right now.
What's up? Wait.
Don't even get me started about the army jacket story that happened in my house. I'll say that for another time. That's another one of the scariest nights of my life.
Till next time.
Is he a hobo or is he a hipster? We'll never
know. No, he was for real a hobo in my neck of the woods, which is really scary.
Or was he a hipster? Maybe he's a super hipster, worse than that other guy.
I thought he was, I think he was from, like, Southern, you know, one of those, like, the redneck spirits around my neck of the woods. I think that's what he was.
The redneck spirits?
Yeah. I think that's what he was. It's one of those things that would happen on True Blood. Like, he's one of those guys. I was like, dude, why are you, you had to walk, like, a half a mile up my hill. Why are you up here? Oh, how so scary.
Embodiment of redneck.
But right. We need to bring back 90s fashion and bring back those really crappy black stretchy chokers that everyone in elementary school wore when I was young.
Yep.
Like you see in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Mm-hmm. You can buy those things at Bilo. They got so popular, you can go to like Bilo and buy them.
You can't find them anywhere anymore, though. They're nowhere. It's crazy.
Ooh.
When I worked up at GameStop, Faith, I swear there's a couple people that still had them there.
Yeah. I'm not all surprised. Right.
So... pretty much what we talked about is buy Tor, Minecraft's cool, go see Muppets, bring back the 90s.
Bring back the 90s.
I hope we bring back the 90s. I want the flannel shirt rage to come back again.
Oh, I know.
Got a whole popular year,
dude, popular 2 years ago, and now it's that off.
Well, like at school, we had, 2 years ago. There's this senior class that did, like, flannel Fridays. Everybody wore flannel on Fridays. It's pretty funny.
So I got... My flannel shirt that I wear now is my party shirt. Right
there. Party animal.
Yeah. I mean, Faith parties in her Forever Lazy is what Faith wears.
That's true. I do. Dude, I wear a Snuggie over my Forever Lazy.
What?
What?
I said nothing.
You broke the time continuum just then.
I decided by the world is over.
Just a preview for next week's episode. We learned about this new, me and Vaughn learned about this new technology over the weekend that gets rid of polygon counts in video games, and it's basically a revolution, like a revolutionary technology to the 3D, like gaming and 3D as a whole.
Literally revolutionize my face right now.
It's pretty incredible stuff, and we'll definitely talk about that next week. But
gonna blow your mind.
Oh, this is awesome stuff. So definitely check in next week. And guys, you can also follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Twitter or Facebook @ GeekSync Podcast or on either one. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We'd really appreciate it. Leave us some iTunes reviews. If you want to get in contact with us, definitely email us at geekshowpodcast@gmail.com. And since we've been talking about the Old Republic for the majority of this episode, join our tour guild. We are the Republic. Mm-hmm. But Google Credo Tenet, CREDOTENET. We've got about 3 more weeks left till launch for the people who pre-ordered it. We have the early access, which will hopefully be like a week. But definitely join that. Faith, any closing words of wisdom?
Nope. Not a single one. Join our guild, and I will smuggle your face off.
Get those smuggled, are my parting.
Get smuggled.
And, Vaughn, what about your Confucius say of the week?
I'll just say to everyone, have a good day. Have a very good day.
And, guys, check back with us next week. And until then, play more Skyrim. And we will talk to you guys next week. See ya.
Bye.